Hello, friends. My name is Gabe, and welcome to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. We are in the middle of a very interesting lesson titled, Do It Yourself or Use a Pro. In our story, Wanda and Harry are having a conversation about whether or not they should hire a professional to come fix their broken washer. Well, yesterday, we learned that Wanda wants to hire a professional. Harry, on the other hand, would much rather fix the washer himself. Throughout today's lesson, we will see if you can answer this question. All right, one question for you. Why won't the washer run? Okay, let's get started with today's lesson and see if you can find out the answer. Here we go.
Do it yourself or use a pro.
Now hold on a second. What exactly is wrong with the washer?
It won't run.
Is it plugged in? Did you check that?
Of course I did. But when I turn it on, it won't run. I checked the hoses and they're fine too.
Well, where is the manual? There should be some troubleshooting tips in that. I can check online too.
There is plenty of DIY information out there, but how do you know it's trustworthy?
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 troubleshoot 这个动词。Trouble 是指麻烦 ,shoot 在这里是指设计或发射，所以 troubleshoot 就是指排解疑难或者是检修。例如 ,an engineer was brought in to troubleshoot the computer problems. 一位工程师被带进来检修电脑的问题。它在现在分词 troubleshooting 可以当名词。例如 ,William is an expert at troubleshooting and problem solving. William 是找出疑难杂症并且解决问题的专家。接下来我们看的是 trustworthy 这个形容词 trust 是指信任 worthy 是指值得的所以 trustworthy 就是指可靠的或者值得信赖的例如 Charles is a trustworthy and honest man You can cooperate with him Charles 是个可靠又诚实的人你可以跟他合作或者是 If you want to sell your house It's important to find a trustworthy real estate agent 如果你要卖房子要找到一个可信赖的房屋中介是非常重要的。
Obviously, Harry is right, Rebecca.
Gabe, you keep saying that, but he is not right. Wanda makes a really good point. Uh-huh. Okay, actually, there are definitely some moments where it's easier to fix things yourself, but...There are other times it's better to hire a professional.
Okay, well, the conversation is not over yet, so
right.
Don't make up your minds yet. However, at the very beginning of our lesson today, Harry's response is, now hold on a second, what exactly is wrong with the washer? And that, of course, is in response to Wanda's suggestion to call a repairman right away. So hold on a second, before you call the repairman...Tell me what the problem is exactly.
Gabe, you just brought up a very good word. I like that word exactly. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, exactly, it means specifically in our lesson. So
yes.
What specifically is wrong with the washer? There could be many problems. What specifically or exactly is wrong?
Exactly. So let's think of some other example sentences. Yes, here's one. Now, how exactly do you plan on getting to the restaurant? I need directions, so I need to know exactly how to get there.
How exactly do I plan on getting there?
Yeah.
If you asked me that question, I would be thinking, well, I could take the MRT or drive my car or take a scooter, but how exactly? Well, I'm specifically, this is how I'm going to get there. I'm going to ride my scooter.That's how I'm going to get there.
Oh, great. That was a great response.
Yeah. Well, hey, here's another example, okay?
Okay, yes.
You know, sometimes Rebecca and I have to ask each other what we will wear so that we kind of match here on the set, right? So, Rebecca, what exactly are you going to wear tomorrow? I need to match.
Okay, let me think. I think, I'm going to wear black pants and a pink shirt, and I think I'm also going to wear, like, a black cardigan or a black sweater.
So maybe I should wear all black then. Well, actually, I suggest we wear green. Is that okay, Rebecca?
Green. Yes, let's wear green tomorrow. We can wear pink another time.
All right, sounds good. That's exactly what we're going to do. Here's another example. How exactly do you plan on solving the problem? Actually, Wanda from our lesson could ask Harry this question. How exactly do you plan on fixing these water pipes? What specifically will you do?
That's right. So Wanda could ask, how exactly do you plan on fixing this washer? Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, well, Harry asked, what exactly is wrong with the washer? And Wanda says, it won't run. And what does Harry say?
Well, he's got a lot of questions here today.
He does.
Okay. Is it plugged in? Did you check that? Well, of course, you should check if something is plugged in. But what does that mean, Rebecca?
If it's plugged in? Well, that just means that, you know, most machines have a plug, and you just put it into the outlet. And obviously, Wanda says, of course I did, but when I turned it on, it won't run. I checked the hoses, and they're fine, too.
All right, so it sounds like there's still a big problem, but she's not exactly sure what the problem is or how to fix it. How exactly to fix it. Well, Harry, of course, has a great suggestion, as always. He says, where is the manual? Of course, you need a manual if you want to fix something. There should be some troubleshooting tips in that. I can check online, too.
Troubleshooting tips. That's nice.
Well, yeah, troubleshooting. That's kind of a fun word, right?
It is.
Maybe you have some troubleshooting tips if you're having problems with something. Inside the manual, there should be ways to solve those problems, and those are called troubleshooting tips. Troubleshooting, that's the idea of solving a problem of some kind.
That's right. Well, anyway, we see that Wanda replies by saying, there is plenty of DIY, do-it-yourself, information out there. Out there. Way out there. Ah, that's fun.
Yeah, way out there. Out where, right? I mean, that's the question I have. Out where? If you see this phrase, you might be thinking the same thing. Out where? But actually, this is kind of a fun phrase to know when you're talking about something out in the world, okay? Something not specific, but it's just out there in general. For example, okay, be careful on the way home. There are many dangerous drivers out there. Out where? Well, out in the real world.
Absolutely. Or you could also say, there are so many awesome people out there. Or here's an even better example. Get ready for this one, Gabe.
All right, I'm ready. Got it. All ears.
There are so many different types of tasty tea out there.
Tasty teas?
Yeah, tasty teas.
Well,
tasty
that's
tea,
true.
Tasty teas.
And so many types of tasty coffees out there as well, Rebecca. Although I know you like teas better. Oh, here's a good example. Rebecca,
Yes. Don't
be sad that you don't have a boyfriend right now, because there are plenty of great guys out there.
Gabe.
That was a good example.
That was...
Come on.
That was a great example. Okay, I think it's time for us to continue learning about Wanda and Harry. Okay, anyway, so Wanda says there is plenty of DIY information out there, but how do you know if it's trustworthy? Trustworthy. That is just, if something is trustworthy, that means that you can trust it.
Right, it is dependable. And of course, I usually think about people when I think about this word, because we all want to be trustworthy, right? We hope to be worthy of other people's trust. Rebecca,
yes?
Am I a trustworthy guy?
Are you a trustworthy guy?
Just say yes. Of course, babe, you are a trustworthy man.
I have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe, yes, I think that you are a very trustworthy person.
Nice.
So, Gabe, do you think I'm a trustworthy person?
No. No, of course you are, Rebecca. You're a very trustworthy person.
That's the right answer.
It is the answer she was looking for.
Right. Well, friends, sometimes it actually can be difficult to find a trustworthy friend.
Well, it's true. And a true friend, a really good friend that is really trustworthy, can be hard to find. You know, I did mention that word dependable before. Mm-hmm. We can kind of use that word in the same way. Well, here's another example of how we might use the word trustworthy. Now, many people think that Wikipedia, that online encyclopedia, is not the most trustworthy source out there, but it's actually not bad. In my opinion, it's actually not that bad.
Well, you know something? I think those people are absolutely right.
Oh.
I don't think Wikipedia is the most trustworthy site out there. There are so many other sites that you can go to for information, so why go to Wikipedia?
All right, so we have differing opinions about what is trustworthy and what is not trustworthy.
But Gabe, I have a real good example here. I consider Fox News a very trustworthy news site.
Good. Many people do. Many people do think it is a very trustworthy news site. Well, friends, what do you think is trustworthy? And here's another question. Do you know anybody who you thought was trustworthy at first, but then later you found out you couldn't really depend on them? You know, sometimes that happens with the things that we buy, too. Rebecca, perhaps
yes.
When Wanda and Harry bought this washing machine,
right.
They thought it was a trustworthy machine, but now they're finding out it's not that dependable.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far to say that it's not dependable. Maybe they've had this machine for a very long time, and they've used it many times. Maybe it just needs to be repaired. So it's not that it's not trustworthy and dependable. It just needs a little tune-up.
Rebecca, you know you're sounding exactly like Harry from our lesson. I love that. Friends, we have more to learn about this right after our break, so stay tuned. Harry's...
Oh, hello, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So yesterday, I broke my camera. Gabe offered to look at it, but he just made it worse. I wish I would have hired a professional to come fix my camera.
Did somebody say hired a professional?
Yes. Oh, hi.
Well, miss, can I help you?
Well, yesterday I broke my camera. Now I'm trying to figure out how to fix it.
Well,
could
sure.
you fix it for me?
Just let me take a look. You just hold it in your hand there, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Whoa!
Check it out.
Wow! Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
I should have brought it to a professional yesterday. Well, friends, sometimes it pays off to hire a professional to fix something that is broken. I can't wait to tell Gabe that.
Do it yourself or use a pro.
You have to be careful about the sites you use. Since there is good information out there, should I still not try to solve my own problems?
Well,
I should cast all of my heroic ideas aside and call a repairman to rescue my damsel in distress?
Yes.
Honey, it's just an appliance that won't run. Not hot water pipes. At least let me take a look at it.
All right. But if you can't determine the problem in half an hour, be my hero and call a repairman. I need clean clothes for the company picnic this weekend.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 heroic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 hero, 英雄这个名词。所以 heroic 是指英勇的或英雄的。例如The heroic act of the pilot has made him a household name now. 这位机长的英勇行为让他现在成为了家喻户晓的人物。 或者是 The heroic firefighter rescued the baby from the burning house. 这位英勇的消防队员在燃烧的房子中救出了小宝宝。所以我们看的是 a damsel in distress 这个成语。damsel 是少女或年轻女子， distress 是指受难或遇难，所以 a damsel in distress 是指落难少女或等待着被英雄救美的弱女子。例如 the heroines in modern movies are no longer damsels in distress. They can solve their own problems. 现代电影的女主角已经不再是等着被英雄救美的弱女子，她们可以解决自己的问题。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Friends, let's go to the middle of this section here where Harry says, I should cast all of my heroic ideas aside.And call a repairman. Now, let's take a look at that phrase. To cast something aside, that means to put it off to the side. You were going to do it or use it, but now you're not.
That's right, and this reminds me of a good example sentence. I should just cast all of my fears and concerns aside and just go camping with you guys this weekend.
Will you just cast your pride aside and admit that you need help?Perhaps that's what Harry needs to do in order to rescue his damsel in distress, his wife here. Well, Harry next says, Honey, it's just an appliance that won't run, not hot water pipes. Steve and Ken would like to talk about that word run. Let's join them now.
Hello, friends. Have you ever wondered which word in English has the most definitions?
Well, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, that word would be run. In just its verb form alone, there are 645 different meanings.
Wow. We all know run's most common definition, to move quickly using one's legs and feet, right? Well, here are some more ways to use this word.You can run a fever, run your mouth, run an errand, and run for office.
A machine should run when you turn it on. You can also run around, run off, and run somebody through with a sword.
So, you should see by now that when we look up a word in the dictionary, we need to look at all the definitions so we can grasp the real meaning of a word.
在英文里头最难的字是哪个字？是不是某个很长、很艰深、很少见的单字？其实在英文越短越常用到的一些字反而很难。为什么呢？因为这些看似简单的字有非常多的定义。像 run, 我们知道是跑步的意思。但你知道 run 除了指跑步，还有644个其他的定义。比如说，一台洗衣机按下开关后应该会 run,开始运作，一位候选人想要 run for office 参加竞选，如果想要开餐厅，就要好好的 run 经营这家店。如果你的鼻子在 run， 那是在流鼻水。除了动词的用法 ，run 还包括一些其他词性的定义。我们可以说 run 是英文里头最 versatile 用途最广的单字，千万不要小看它。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, let's continue with Harry's line. He says, at least let me take a look at it. And right now, we want to take a look at this phrase, to take a look at something. This just means that Harry wants to see whether or not he can fix the washer.
For example, if you go to the hospital, the doctor might say,Let me take a look at your wound. Of course, the doctor hopes that he can help. Well, of course, in the SC Challenge, we're having fun with a little word game. Let's do that together now.
Hello there, friends. Guess what time it is? That's right. It's time for another SC Challenge. We want to find out how well you know some of the words and phrases from today's lesson. And I have two very special friends who are going to help us out with these words. Over here, I have...
Mabel.
Yay, Mabel. And over here...
John.
Awesome John! And of course, we have Gabe, and he is going to hold up the words in case you need to peek. So, we have a few sentences. Fill in the blank sentences. Let's do it. Are you ready?
Ready.
And you?
Yes.
Then, what are we waiting for? Number one, be careful when driving your scooter because there are a lot of dangerous drivers blank. Over here. Yes, Mabel.
Yeah, over there. Out there. Sorry.
Out there. Let's see if that works. Be careful when driving your scooter because there are a lot of dangerous drivers out there. Very good. 1 point for Mabel. Question number two. Tony felt like he was helping a blank when he changed the flat tire on his girlfriend's car. So Tony felt like he was helping a blank. Who do you think he was helping? John, over here, yes.
Damsel in distress.
Did you say a damsel in distress? Tony felt like he was helping a damsel in distress when he changed the flat tire of his girlfriend's car. Excellent job. John now has 1 point. Mabel has 1 point. Let's see who's going to win. Our third question is, the president only hires blank people to work for him. The president only hires blank people to work for him. Who has the answer? John! Yes.
Trustworthy
people. The president only hires trustworthy people to work for him. That is correct, John. Well, we have a winner. John, great job. Thank you so much for joining us, Mabel. Maybe you should shake hands. Great job. Well, friends, make sure you join us next time for another SC Challenge. Bye-bye. Great job.
So we find Wanda and Harry talking about whether or not to call a repairman to fix the washing machine. Wanda really wants to, but Harry wants to try himself. He then asks what is wrong with the washing machine. And when Wanda tells him it won't run, he asks if it's plugged in, to which Wanda responds, of course. And she checked the hoses too. So Harry still wants to know where the manual is, because he thinks there might be some troubleshooting tips in it or online too. Wanda knows there are lots of DIY tips out there, but she is concerned that they may not be trustworthy. But Harry knows you have to be careful and thinks that since there is a lot of good information out there, that he should try to solve the problem. And then he asks if he should cast all of his heroic ideas aside and rescue the damsel in distress by calling a repairman, to which Wanda replies, yes. Harry responds with that it's just an appliance and not pipes, so at least let him look. So Wanda agrees, but she tells him he has a half an hour to fix it or he has to be her hero and call a repairman because she needs clean clothes for the company picnic.
Thanks, Doris. Hey, look, Gabe. I got my camera fixed. I hired a repairman.
I know. I was just noticing that. That's pretty awesome.
Gabe, you broke it again.
Sorry. Friends, join us next time for an awesome lesson right here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Here, let me try to repair it again.
No.